And we're back from recess. And we're perusing documents that have been changed. Those changes look okay?
They're fine, yeah.
We save that for her then.
We'll give that back to her.
And then this is, where's the new one? Is it here?
I just see it, sir.
Thank you. Let me read through. Where it says scope, does that read right to you, the first sentence?
Oh. Not responsible is not the word.
Well, even if it were, for the full range of activities, full range of what activities, I'm not.
Do scope. We need that in there?
Scope.
I don't know if we need the word scope in there. Do we need this?
You see that, Dan?
Do we even need that in there?
I don't think so.
I would say take that whole section out.
Okay. In the first sentence under essential duties, so the following duties are normal for this position. These are not to be construed as exclusive or all-inclusive. This says OTH, so it's been cut off. Why don't we put additional instead of other? Additional duties may be required and assigned.
Where did you write that?
Under the first sentence, under essential duties and responsibilities.
Oh, additional versus other. Okay.
Did you start to say something, Dan?
Meeting? I'm not got my glasses there. I've left them, but is decimals spelled like that? Is it D? I don't know, see how they got that spelled back on the mathematical abilities.
That's how it's spelled.
What's that got? Is it D-E-S or what is that?
D-E-C-I-M-A-L-S.
Okay. I've left my stinking glasses out in the truck. Come in.
It says, prepare and submit annual road budget to the county commission, establish and maintain fiscal management. All I've got is RECO.
Records. We need to check the margins in this.
Down where it says direct preparation and maintenance of county road system, comprehensive records and reports. Ensure that all county highway properties maintain safely, clean, and in good working order. We could say that better. Is maintained safely and in clean and good working order. Where it says oversee road and bridge department employee policies. What's the word after policies there, Jim?
Don't know. I put a question mark. I think it says and performance evaluations.
And provide or?
I don't know. Okay. I was thinking about having this reprinted with margins corrected. because we're the next paragraph, next page is pretty rough.
So there, yeah, it is. Okay. There were no other. Talk to me, you guys, about judgment and situational reasoning ability.
Do I even have to put that in there?
Well, I don't know, but if you ask me what performing synthesis is, I'm not sure.
I know what photosynthesis is.
I know what photosynthesis is.
I would say let's kill that whole section.
I don't think it's... Yeah, I agree with you. It's not necessary.
So there's some duplications already in the other sections.
What's the purpose of the first sentence under environmental adaptability? I mean, that's really... You got to have the ability to work in a safe environment. Think about that.
There, I would hope that we could provide them.
Well, that's different.
I would say take that...
The person shall have the ability.
Ron, maybe we should take the whole environmental adaptability bullet point out.
Well, where it starts with Taney County.
Right, and just leave it, and just have that section there. Yes. Taney County is a...
There, when we can title that equal opportunity employer instead of environmental adaptability.
Well, I was thinking we could just put that at the bottom where it says EOE.
Yes.
Just put that at the very bottom of the EOE, and then that we're
gotcha.
Done.
Try those.
I focused finally. I had to wait for a while to get.
Okay, I'm okay with that. Do we want to put a range of salary possibilities within that?
Well, I know that we paid our last administrator his salary, which included a $16,000 P&Z fee. Is that right, Danny? So if I was due to the math, it's anywhere...
Plus a couple of increases that weren't...
Authorized. I would say to keep it in line with our sewer and our newly hired P&Z person, it needs to be in that 40 range. I'm thinking, and I know some of our employees, what they're making right now in Road Bridge, I was thinking between 42 and 50.
That's
plenty
good.
Is that okay. All right with you?
Sounds good.
And I think with that, then we can have that drawn up and then this drawn up. And then well, let's go back to one other thing here, gentlemen.
Yep.
If we're talking salary, what about county counselor? We don't have any money in that.
Well, two things. Are we wanting to chat bringing one person in, or are we wanting to divide the dollars that were utilized and hope for two?
I actually wanted to go into executive on that. Because I was going to talk about an individual.
And I've got some other thoughts, too, is in talking to Jeff Merrill, you know, starting attorneys now are starting around 40, okay? So, I mean, we could start at 40 and put the range depending on experience, but the question is, with workload, I mean, I'm just going to speak freely in one aspect is, it seemed like any time we got into a very complicated case, we went ahead and hired an outside firm anyway that had more resources and specific litigation experience. So the years of us having to pay a $75,000 attorney or a $70,000 attorney, I think, are over. I don't see us needing to have to pay a high-priced attorney when we can have an attorney that does the general stuff and then we continue to outsource the specialization like we do now. So I was thinking 40 to 55 and leave it safely right there. That kind of tells you that we're looking for an entry-level type person. But I don't want anybody thinking if we put 40 to 70, we're going to have a lot of people like we had through economic development.
Did you just send these to her or something?
No, she was listening and she had a note. And
I noticed it when I was copying and pasting. I said...
She heard it. She sent me a note.
Oh, you're about the margins.
Yes.
But we've got maybe more changes anyway, so...
Okay.
And then so anyway, my thought is 40 to 55. In if you think that's too risky right now, Danny, wait till executive. What's your thoughts?
Well, the reason I want to go to executive because there's a person that I wanted to visit with you about along the same line.
Okay. Here, Nikki, take this. And this is just a suggestion, but we're going to wait until we go out of executive for this to be finalized, that number. This number we just agreed on. So here are the two sections of changes. Just print one copy.
Just one copy?
Yeah, we'll pass it around. That way you're going to kill multiple trees here.
I think I already
have. Yeah, you've got a sapling ready, but we're going for a...
Motion, gentlemen.
Motion going executive pursuant 610.21.1, 3, and 12 as posted.
Did they get 12 on there?
Yes.
Okay. Second.
Motion's been made and seconded to go into executive session per section 610.021, subsection 1, 3, and 12. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Jim, aye.
Danny, aye.
Ron, aye. All opposed, nay. Motion carries unanimously. We will not come back into regular session following executive session, so this should conclude the broadcast for the day, if I'm not mistaken. Is that right, gentlemen?
Yes.
And we're in executive session.